We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, found out yesterday that Kevin Colabro would be stepping down as play-by-play man of the Portland Trail Blazers. And Klabs is such a great dude. And he, from day one, man, he was so nice, so gracious and welcoming to Portland, and Portland was welcoming to him. Although his run here in Portland was short, it was a great run, and it was really good to meet him and get to know him a little bit, in Kevin Colabro. So he is stepping away. Jordan Kent will be the play-by-play man for the Portland Trailblazers.
For Jordan.
He's another great guy, local guy, and you talk about, is there going to be another play-by-play man in the, like, we're talking not color analyst, play-by-play, that played Division One basketball? I wonder if any other play-by-play man has done that.
Excellent question.
Because that is pretty rare, because Kent obviously played for the Ducks, that you would find that.
So let me get this straight. If he would be the only one, you're right. That is pretty rare.
Well, yeah, but duh. But I'm guessing historically, it's pretty rare to have a play-by-play guy that played Division One basketball.
It's really unique. There's only a couple. I think there are two in baseball who were play-by-play guys that actually played. Like the Giants, Dwayne Kuiper played second base. He's their play-by-play guy, not their color guy.
Not very often.
Right, yeah.
Not very often.
In all of pro sports. I mean, remember, Fouts had his run as doing a little bit of play-by-play after Keith Jackson retired. But now he's sliding back into the number two role.
It's like they're saying they don't want the play-by-play guy to be the smart guy. Or wait a minute. No, that's wrong. Let's backpedal. It's like, wait a minute. The athlete can't be the play-by-play guy?
You can do that.
Why not? Well, I mean, just switch it up. Dave Pasch, you slide over a chair. Bill, go get it.
I don't know if anybody wants that one.
Said nobody.
All right. The bubble is in trouble.
There's
at Disney.
Really good stuff.
The MLS is getting ready to get their season going with the tourney. I think they start up July 11th is when their tournament starts. But their teams are in Orlando at Disney World getting ready for their tournament. And upon arriving, FC Dallas, they did all the testing before. They hopped on the plane, they got over. And apparently upon arrival, two players of the FC Dallas team, they tested positive upon arrival, and then four additional players, and I heard SVP last night say a coach also tested positive over the last 2 days since arriving in the bubble in Orlando.
I saw that number up to 9 this morning for FC Dallas's traveling party.
There you go.
Nine?
Yeah.
Nine times.
But that is a brutal start.
Nine times.
What goes along, it goes into the same mindset of this bubble mindset is, I'm just going to say it's going to epic fail, but it's going to control it the best you can, the best situation, but it's not going to stop it. It's not going to stop, but it's certainly going to give you a better option than if it was out and about. It's better. It is better. There's no fail-safe proof that's anything unless there's no way to stop any of this. Obviously, we're at that point. Isn't it pretty obvious, all of us? Isn't it at this point? People are gonna get the virus.
And this is not good news as the NBA heads over there on July 7th. Damian Lillard was doing his 2K interviews as he's now the cover man, and he was asked about, you know, the issues that are arising in the bubble at the MLS.
But I think with the NBA, you know, when we get there, it's a immediate test and then go to our room. So that basically like the first 36 hours of us being there is in isolation. And when we do come out, it's just to be tested and go back. So we got to have a few negative tests before I guess we're free to move around. And it's still like restrictions on, you know, what we can do as far as, you know, the contact that we come in with other people. But that is scary, the fact that they was testing negative, and as soon as they get there, all of a sudden, like, they're testing positive. So, you know, we'll see, man. I think if that becomes a problem, I could see it being, you know, called off.
That part at the end, I mean, if it becomes a problem, Dame could see it being called off. The bubble is not going to be foolproof.
Oh, they know it. Of course it's not. No one ever thought that the bubble was going to be foolproof. This isn't about the bubble, guys. This is about what's best for Disney and their revenue and how they can get this in as fast as possible to try to make and salvage a season to make their revenue. If it was always about safety and as best they can, they understand that they would have to adapt and change. But I told you this 3 weeks ago. I said, there's no way that these players and all of this is going to go off like all hunky-dory. It all started off, oh, it's great. It'll be okay. They're locked down. No, players are going to be like, no, players are leaving. They're even Dame sticking out. He's like, man, really? Dame, you asked for this. You wanted to be there. He did. He wanted to be there. He made his point. Hey, give us a shot. Now that the shot is there, it's like, whoa. This is not optimal. Well, of course it's not optimal.
But Lillard also said what, you know, we've been saying for a long time, and a player finally came out and said it.
Yep. My confidence ain't great. My confidence ain't great because you telling me you're going to have, you know, 22 teams full of players follow all the rules? Like, when we have 100% freedom, everybody don't follow all the rules. So I don't have much confidence, but hopefully, you know, it'll be handled to a point where, like, we're not putting everybody at risk or in a dangerous position. You know what I'm saying?
Not everybody's going to follow the rules.
Is that not human nature? Is that not everybody right now?
The NBA knows it.
The NBA and the NBA players are going to act like the rest of the population. Do you wear a mask? I didn't wear a mask. I was in Home Depot yesterday. I saw 15 people not wearing a mask. Did I publicly shame them? No, people are going to follow rules. I'm not going to sit here and tell you what to do. How do you tell a guy that's worth $300 million that, you know what? What are you going to do? Scorn them? What? I don't have that answer. Okay, you want to protest? You don't. You want to go down to go out to dinner? You don't. These professional athletes are just the same. So if you want to take the same percentage of ones that follow the rules and the others that don't, this is not, it's not rocket science here to figure it out. Some of these guys are going to have to bring some girls in. They're going to want to go out and relax. They're not going to want to sit in their room for 3 months. I said that. Good luck going on a vacation for 2 weeks in a hotel room. Try telling a professional athlete like that to lock it down for potentially 2.5 months.
And you hope that's
not going to happen.
You hope that the leadership on the team is going to be holding guys accountable, you know, and that's kind of what you have to go through is, like, as you were saying, just like in the general public, like, we're kind of relying and counting on each other to do the things that will mitigate the spread of it. And that's what, you know, each individual team, all 22 that are going, they're going to have to try and take control of, hey guys, you know, for some of them, it's only, they're not even going to be there for a month, right? Because you play 8 regular season games and boom, you go from 22 down to 16. Another, week and a half later, they're going to go from 16 down to 8 teams, you know? And it is, the concern though, is those guys, and when do they start getting restless and go,
the day
I
they
can't
get there.
Do it anymore. And there will be some that are just like that, that are 100% like that.
And that's okay too. So that's totally normal. It's totally normal. If you want to feel restless and restricted, and when someone starts telling you what to do to follow rules and you feel, and remember what's the word there that they're using? Bubble and quarantine. Just those two words tell you, you feel, I mean, obviously make
restrictive
you restricted
words.
And don't you feel, it makes you, okay, it's uncomfortable. So and then to ask them to perform at a high level to entertain you, these are all things that are going to make this be an epic fail.
Oh, really? You think it's just going to be a failure?
Dude, I said that like 2 weeks ago when they first announced it. I said it's going to be an epic fail.
I think
whether or not you think it's positive, or that's not what we're trying to say. it's not going to go off well. It'll be sports. It'll be better. Here's what I'm saying. It'll be better than nothing. But it's not going to go off well. There's going to be guys that violate the rules, go out. They're going to party. They're going to have people are going to get snuck in. There's going to be major injuries, okay, because guys aren't physically ready. There's going to be bad press, good press. There's going to be stuff that goes on that takes a political spin and all those things. There'll be positives and negatives. But overall, what they're trying to do there, they're just trying to get their revenue. And I understand it, and it's okay. But so, whether it be great or not, it's not going to be great.
You're talking the product, because I think of Epic when you said Epic Fail, I think that you're going down the lines of the thing will be
look,
closed off.
I'm staying
off
in my
done.
Lane. I'm trying to stay in the sports entertainment. Is the game going to be? It's not going to be great basketball.
Okay, the and product the on the floor. One. I agree with you on that. The product on the floor won't be playoff basketball that we know. And yeah.
That's what I'm trying 100%. To get very, very clear and specific on this is that players have said it too.
Yep.
I've heard multiple players interviewed across all the social media platforms and on some of the podcasts, and they said, just get ready for bad basketball.
Yeah.
And that's what it's going to be.
That is what it's going to be. And I don't think, like, as far as terms of Epic Fail, they close it down, shut it down, like what Dame said at the end of that first clip that we played, you know. But if you sit there, I don't think of it an Epic Fail in that regard, but the level of play and what we're accustomed to seeing in playoff basketball, no, it won't be. And you know what? The start of Major League Baseball, it's going to be the same. It's going to be rough, and it's going to be a 60-game sprint in baseball.
Although
the start of the NFL without the offseason, it'll probably be a rough start for them too.
Well, baseball is going to have a better advantage because I've been watching a little bit of the highlights of the Korean Baseball League.
Yeah,
They've adapted so well. When I just saw Matt. He's the manager of Matt Williams.
Matt Williams.
Matt Williams,
former third baseman.
They had an awesome walk off yesterday. Walk off double off the in the bottom of the bottom. It was awesome, and the guys celebrated. They all ran out, dumped water on each other. It was fantastic, and they had a couple cheerleaders, but there wasn't fans in the stands. But baseball have more of an advantage because it's already a game built where you don't need that kind of energy all the time. It's night. Don't be wrong. Baseball players do that. Basketball needs the fans more than any sport out there.
Tell you what, the Rays, they're having a big advantage. They've got a good team, and they're used to not playing in front of fans.
Right. Already ahead of the game.
Huge advantage there. It's not going to be weird for them.
What is it about the Florida baseball? Why have baseball there, Florida?
Because they play baseball indoors in Florida.
I know. Your attendance is dreadful. Nobody cares about baseball in Florida professionally. Proved it. Move them to places that care.
You know where they do care about the sport all across the country? Football. Football, football, football. Let's talk some college football. Is exposure the problem for the Pac-12? Our friend seems to think so. Next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.